Save big at Banana Republic Factory with 60% off the entire store. Our biggest sale of the year. Plus, take an extra 50% off clearance. Stock up on dresses, shirts, and shorts under $15. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, Angus. News of Noble Group CEO resigning yesterday. They are a commodity supply chains manager, and its share price had almost lost all its value over the last year. Do you think this is due to some kind of mismanagement or problems in the wider commodity sector?
Well, I think it's a combination of both. Obviously, we've had a major cyclical sell-off in a range of commodities prices over the past 18 months or so, but compounded with that, there are strong accusations of accounting fraud or inappropriate accounting practices at the firm that a range of different short sellers have mentioned and published research on. So I think you have a combination of all those factors, and also when you look at the fact that the ratings companies also downgraded them to junk, there's a lot of concerns with the firm in itself. Quite apart from the fact that commodities have sold off quite sharply of late, but the worst of the commodity sell-off does look to be over now. It seems in a range of different assets that we did seem to bottom in February, and while there could be a pullback, the worst of the February lows do look increasingly like they are behind us.
Now, we've seen, of course, commodities jumping up at the start of this year, but they've started weakening again. I mean, we saw that with oil prices, with steel prices. Gold also has moved up to about $1,300 at the recent high, but has somewhat free-fallen back closer to $1,200 right now after a good run. How does the strength of the U.S. dollar play into all this?
Well, I mean, it's a huge driver, particularly of the recent collapse in gold prices. Gold trades much like a zero-yielding government bond in a way. But, of course, once yields do start increasing, as they are steadily moving towards that in the States, the incentives for holding a zero-yielding asset, such as gold, decrease quite sharply. So in previous rate hiking cycles, gold has usually collapsed. And as the Fed moves aggressively towards hiking in June or July, it does look like gold is in for a period of further weakness.
And so people are talking about U.S. rates right now. The bets have swung to the other side with the belief that rates would come sooner rather than later. And it seems like Japan's Prime Minister Abe is getting what he wished for. The yen is sliding back down after some recent strength. What are your currency views?
Yes, I mean, the yen is probably one of the most interesting currencies to watch at the moment. The USD-JPY cross increasingly looks like it's now broken out into a sustained uptrend. And it looks like we could be seeing that push towards the 114 level quite rapidly. I mean, of course, we do have a range of important U.S. data being released this week, and that will be a huge deciding factor as to whether we see further U.S. dollar strength. But of course, should that happen, the yen is set to weaken quite substantially, and not only due to U.S. factors, but also the Japanese government are increasingly looking towards delaying their planned tax increase that was meant to come into force in April 2017. They're looking to push it back to 2019, and then perhaps there could be further fiscal stimulus measures announced this year as well. And all of that does seem to be supporting the recent weakness in the yen, which is certainly a positive for Abe and for the Bank of Japan, but also for Japanese equities, many of which are exporters that benefit quite directly from a weaker currency.
Do you like that move of the delayed in consumption taxes? Because on one hand, Japan has to reduce its very high debt, but on the other hand, there's very little economic growth.
That's right. I think if you look at the recent amount of Japanese economic statistics we've got this year, there's very little to be optimistic about. And, you know, the last thing the economy really looks like it needs is a further tax increase when it is already in such a weak state. And indeed, the last time they introduced a tax hike, it really cut short what had been a quite hopeful development in Japanese economic recovery. So I think there is a pretty good case at the current juncture to delay the rate hike. Of course, that is quite controversial, and there's certainly a lot of disagreement within Japanese policy circles. But you know, the Japanese economy is in such a difficult and dire state. You know, it is probably time to be experimenting with risky measures.
Now, back to the U.S. jobs and inflation data are out in the U.S. this week. Are you optimistic?
Cautiously optimistic. I think, you know, investors should be taking as the base case that the Fed do want to hike in July. And at the current levels where we are in the U.S. economy, what we've seen recently in U.S. economic statistics do seem to you know, support the case for a rate hike in July. And really, the onus on the U.S. economic data we get released this week is for it not to collapse. So should we get economic data largely in line or only slightly disappointing, that should still be enough to keep the Fed on track for a July rate hike. We really have to see the U.S. data this week quite sharply collapse, I think, to upset that trajectory.
And just for the benefit of investors, what should they be putting their money into and what should they be avoiding?
Well, it's a difficult juncture, you know, with markets having rallied quite sharply, but valuations also looking quite stretched. I mean, I think probably the best position to put one's funds is to benefit from the likelihood of a U.S. rate rise. So, you know, say here in Australia, firms that earn in U.S. dollars benefit very strongly from that currency transaction, and they've been significantly outperforming, and that's probably, you know, one of the top places is U.S. dollar earners globally.
Thanks so much. That was Angus Nicholson, market analyst at IG.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Save big at Banana Republic Factory with 60% off the entire store. Our biggest sale of the year. Plus, take an extra 50% off clearance. Stock up on dresses, shirts, and shorts under $15. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory.